Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Unifying Love by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. Romans 5:5. Heartbreak is hard. All around us today and every day, people experience heartbreak. It hurts so badly that we'll build walls and shelters around us to keep heartbreak from happening again. Heartbreak is the consequence of deep love. There isn't a relationship worth having with anyone which won't walk us strategically through the valley of heartbreak from time to time. In those moments, we can choose to lean into love, which walks through the valleys with us. Love unifies us. It's through an unconditional love for each other that we find unity. We're all fighting the same battle against sin. We're all human, living this side of heaven, but we are all loved by God unconditionally. It's a powerful love which can overcome every difference and heal all hurt. The word love used in today's verse is the Greek word agape. The New Spirit-Filled Life Bible explains agape as a word to which Christianity gave new meaning. Outside of the New Testament, it rarely occurs in existing Greek manuscripts of the period. Unlike the English language, by which we use the same word to describe our love for French fries and our love for the love of our lives, the Greek language denotes different words to describe the varying levels of love we experience. The New Spirit-Filled Life Bible explains, agape denotes an undefeatable benevolence, an unconquerable goodwill that always seeks the highest good of the other person, no matter what he does. It's the self-giving love that gives freely without asking anything in return and doesn't consider the worth of its object. Agape describes the unconditional love that God has for the world. When we find it hard to forgive, we can lean into the power of God's love through the Holy Spirit living in us through Christ Jesus. When we're offended, we can choose to let it go by faithful reminder of God's word, which defines who we are, not the words of others. Unity is choosing to lean into love, to let go of offense, to forgive forward, and realize we're all loved by God equally and unconditionally. Let's pray for a love that unifies. Father, glory to you, the author of life and definition of love. Oh God, that we could ever learn to love in such a forgiving and unconditional way. Help us to see each other through your eyes, God. You created each one of us with unique purpose in this life. We get to be a part of your kingdom work here on earth. Continue to draw us close to you, God, so we can walk in your will for our lives. Illuminate the ways we should go and make our everyday lives carry the meaning they were meant to, God. Father, you place us purposely on this earth, in our families and in our communities. People aren't accidental in any way, for neither are you. You are purposeful. Love unites us in your purpose. As we learn to love you, God, our eyes are opened to those around us. And today, we come to you with contrite hearts, open minds, and a willingness to be vessels of your love in this world. In our everyday lives, make clear to us your presence and purpose, Father. Love unifies us. Oh, God, that we would be able to see each other for the people you made us to be. Help us to remove the film of perfection from the mirror we gaze in at ourselves and each other. Help us to embrace each other in the thick of this world. We're so much better together, God. Unite us in prayer and common purpose to bring glory to you with our lives, Lord. Unite us in forgiveness, in choosing to let both past, present, and future offenses go. God, give us the strength and the power through your love to be unoffendable. Father, help us to care for the mistreated, the abused, the poor, and hurting together. Ignite us in a desire to focus on what matters the most in this life, loving you and loving each other. Father, we pray a special blessing of healing today over everyone and anyone who carries the pain of offense and unforgiveness. Release them from the burden of heaviness that bears on their everyday lives, Lord, and free their hearts to love and be loved again. God, we pray for unifying love in our homes, schools, communities, churches, workplaces, and with all the people who touch our everyday lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.